This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
I'm thrilled to be having a chat with Shirley Kiernan. Of course, you're one of the fantastic members of the organising committee of the Midlands Career Expo. Thank you so much for taking the time to have a chat to me here on the Hub and iRadio.
Thanks, Louise. Lovely to talk to you.
Absolutely. Now, we all know that we've been debating this for a long time, I suppose, about careers and opportunities. So it's fantastic to have such an amazing event like this taking place in the Midlands. What industries and companies are kind of prominently represented at the Midlands Career Expo? Is it for everyone? And who might be able to go along?
Yes, absolutely. The event, really, I suppose, the majority of industries, I would say, are represented. We've got companies in the manufacturing space, engineering, training and education as well. We've got Maynooth University is coming along, retail, healthcare, really across the board. The companies then there are looking to target job seekers from entry level right up to senior management. And even really, I suppose, thinking about Leaving Cert or TY students as well, who want to kind of get a feel for where the opportunities lie. So there's really something for everybody. And really, I suppose, as well, it's companies from across the Midlands. So it's not just Mullingar or Westmeath. We've got companies from Offaly, Laois, Meath, from across the Midlands, really, that are going to be represented.
Brilliant. And I love the fact that at a career expo, you know, you can go and you can really talk to people, because sometimes, you know, we can all do Zooms and we can all do phone calls. But at the same time, when you actually get to have a chat to somebody face to face who works in an industry that you might be interested in learning more about, maybe doing some training courses to, you know, get into that field, it's such an invaluable experience to sit down and talk to somebody who actually works in that area.
That is so important, absolutely key. And I suppose all too often now people are relying on social media and the internet to kind of apply for jobs, and they're not getting a chance to talk to people face to face. So this, I suppose, is an opportunity to talk about jobs, talk about opportunities directly with companies, talk about career advice as well, get a feel for what's happening in each of the areas. But most importantly as well, we've highlighted two key areas that we felt were, I suppose, top of the agenda for companies and for people as well who will be going along to look at future jobs. We've got two keynote speakers. One is Shane O'Reilly. He's from KPMG, and he'll be talking about sustainability and innovation, which is really at the forefront of, I suppose, of every type of job now and company. So he'll be looking at the emerging career opportunities, I think, which is brilliant. And he'll focus on some of the critical skills. So for people who are thinking about a career move or training or upskilling, he'll highlight those areas that are, I suppose, are top of employers' agendas, and specific skills then and talents that are needed, I suppose, across the various different industries. We also then have our second keynote speaker at 2 p.m. So that speaker is Richard Mooney. And Richard is the Global Product Strategy Lead in SAP. So his area of expertise is all artificial intelligence. So again, very, very topical. And he'll be talking about AI and the future of work. So you'll see, people will see that employers are making changes already in their day-to-day operations, introducing AI, but he'll highlight some of the opportunities that he feels that AI will create as regards emerging skills and the importance of those skills, I suppose, to job seekers in how they can stay competitive in the market. So two very, very interesting speakers and topics.
Yeah, that's super interesting. Shirley, have you got any tips for anybody who, you know, will be coming to the Midlands Career Expo and they want to try and make the most of their time? How do they kind of get stuck in? Is there something that they can do to make sure that they kind of get to everywhere that they'd like to see and make the most of their time there at the expo?
Absolutely, that's a great question. I would encourage people, firstly, to try, if they can, have a CV ready, just so that, you know, if they get there and there's an open vacancy that they're interested in, or there's a company they're interested in, that they can just pop it across on email to them. Now, they can also look, we've all of the jobs advertised on Midlands Jobs as well. They can look at the various different websites and apply directly through the jobs as well. But on the day, really, to come with a CV, come prepared, even just to kind of come and see what, where the opportunities lie, and not be afraid to have, you know, open conversations with the employers there and then as well, because you have to remember that a lot of these companies, they'll have open vacancies now, and albeit that maybe there's not something there at the time for somebody in particular, but in the future months there could be. So a lot of these companies attend these events as well with the aim of pipeline managing future roles as well. So, and it's great to get the awareness of the companies that are in the Midlands. There's so many companies that are under the radar. So it's fantastic to see the diversity of all the different employers around.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. Is making a first impression with potential employers, do you find that that's really important at networking opportunities? Or, you know, I know you've already mentioned to bring your CV along, you know, obviously to have the conversations. It can be a daunting experience, though, I suppose, when you're, you know, face to face with somebody who might potentially become your employer.
Yeah, I suppose with this type of event, it's a little bit more relaxed. Mm-hmm. You're not on the spot. You're not in kind of facing an interview and an interviewer as such, which is really, really nice because you can have, you know, quick conversations with people on the stand and go around and see and just even just go to get information. But it's probably, it's a little bit of an easier way, I suppose, to see what's out there and talk to employers as well, because they're very, very engaging and they're very happy to be able to talk to people directly as well.
That makes so much sense as well. I suppose, Shirley, people are going to be wondering, when is it on? How do they get there? Do they need to buy a ticket? And all of that really important information.
Yeah, sure. So I would encourage people to go to the website, midlandscareerexpo.ie. Taking place on Saturday, this coming Saturday, in the Mullingar Park Hotel. And doors open at 9:30. And it finishes at 4:30.
Good stuff. Well, listen, Shirley, it's been such a pleasure having a chat to you. Thank you so much for giving us all of that information.
Thank you.
Best of luck to anybody who's attending the Midlands Career Expo over the weekend. Thank you.
Thanks, Louise.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.